Second date update.
You know, I honestly wasn't sure if this was a second date update or a missed connection. Because apparently these two have crossed paths more than once in the past.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Which just goes to show you, either one, it was meant to be.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Or two, when you're in the single scene for a while, you're going to keep running into the same desperate people over and over again until you settle.
It's like a club.
The pool isn't as deep as you would hope.
Well, still single, huh?
Yeah. We'll find out which one it is when we talk to Caitlin, who emailed us for some help today. Caitlin, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Good.
So tell us about the guy that you want us to call today. What's his name?
Oh, my gosh. His name is Chase, and we met online.
Yeah, it is ironic. That's a good point.
All right. So you met him online.
And when you say you met him, are you talking about the first time you guys met? Because Jeffrey said that you kept running into each other.
Well, so that's kind of the weird thing. He kind of threw me when we were chatting, and his, like, opening line is, hey, remember me? We were matched, like, a year ago, and then you just blew me off.
I've actually had those.
You
that's
ghosted
funny.
Him?
Honestly, I can't even remember, but I do get matched with a lot of people, and so maybe he just slipped through the cracks.
Oh, yeah. Got lost in the fold of hundreds and hundreds of matches that are coming after you.
It almost seems like kind of passive aggressive. Like, remember me? You blew me off.
Yeah.
You know, like,
remember.
Yeah. Like he's been holding on to some grudge for a long time, but you didn't take it that way?
No, I don't know. It was kind of like mysterious and everything, but I did. I felt crappy about it. I was like, oh my gosh. You know,
oh my gosh. He was hot and I blew him off. What was I thinking?
Yeah. So did you end up meeting up?
We did. He took me to like a really super fancy restaurant and it was amazing. I mean, like for the minute we walked in, like a lot of people seemed to recognize him. The host seemed to like, you know, and greeting him. And then like a server came up to him and I was like, I couldn't quite overhear everything, but something about like Barbados. And then I could have sworn I heard him say something about like a Sports Illustrated shoot.
What?
Whoa.
Whoa.
So you like,
who did you
I thought,
go out with?
Yeah. Is he famous?
I don't think so, but he's obviously someone super important.
Is there a famous Chase Utley?
I don't know.
He hasn't been around in a while.
Yeah. I can't think. I don't know.
There's a game show called The Chase.
What does he do for work? Is he a photographer?
You know, he was like a bit vague about it. He said like into investments and...
That means something illegal.
No. Yeah. Actually, that's smart because he can say anything. If he says investments, I just get confused and believe him.
Like,
investments, okay, whatever.
Sounds wealthy. That's great.
Exactly.
It's like when I don't want to tell people I'm in radio and I just say I'm in marketing.
Yeah.
Nobody has any questions anymore for some reason.
So
you're right.
And once you got seated, how did dinner go?
It was great. We had really fantastic food and great conversation.
The chef came out and kissed him on the mouth.
People were signing, asking for autographs.
I mean, it wasn't quite that crazy, but
okay.
He definitely got some attention. But the thing is, he was kind of like shy about it. Like I tried to ask him questions and he didn't seem that interested in talking about how fabulous he was.
Shy or secretive?
Yeah, that's a good question, Alexis.
Well, I have to have this guy's back because even though we're not that cool.
Because I'm famous.
No.
And let me tell you what it's like for
when
me.
When people ask us about our jobs, you know, you're like, it's radio, it's cool, it's fun. You know, like, we don't want to talk about it and delve into it, right? Because people think it's, oh, wow, and it's really not.
I don't know. It just sounds like you don't really know anything about this guy. You know, like, what do you know? What did you learn about him?
Well...
His name's Chase.
Okay.
We know that.
He was an extremely generous tipper. I don't know exactly what he left, but he left cash, and it looked like he was leaving like $100.
Oh! And if he's leaving cash, you know he's like counting it in front of
her. And you know if he's...
1, 2, 3...
He's not radio famous then.
Yeah!
Leaving a big cash tip, then... So how did you end up leaving things with him?
He was a total gentleman. Like, he walked me home. I invited him up for a nightcap, and we had a great time. And he has not called me back. And, I mean, I'm sure if he is going to places like Barbados and stuff, like, maybe he's just crazy busy and, like, in different countries, and it's just hard to get back in touch.
Yeah, he's a different area code and time zone right now.
This guy is a total enigma. Like, you don't know. You don't know if he's busy. You have no idea what his schedule is. Like, I think it's crazy.
This is what I've always wondered about celebrities, and please don't be offended by this. Because he's so rich... Do you think maybe on the date he realized you're not up to his richness level?
Oh.
And maybe just materialistically, he's like, ma, she's not a Barbados
traveler
like I am.
Rich people only date rich people?
Yeah, most of the time they do.
Rich guys don't date rich women.
I hope not.
What do you mean?
They just date women who like money, I think.
Huh.
Yeah, those are the classy ones.
Yeah.
I mean, it did cross my mind, like, maybe I'm not up to what he's used to. Like, maybe he's used to celebrity.
Yeah, that's what I meant, yeah.
Okay, let's find out which one of those is true.
Huh.
We're going to play a song, we'll come back, we'll call Chase for you, and we'll try and get you your second date update, okay, Caitlin?
I appreciate it, thanks.
All right, hold on. Second date update. Caitlin, I'm just wondering, tell me if I'm getting too personal here, but when you said at the end of the night, he walked you back to your place and then you invited Chase up for a nightcap and it went good.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. We forgot to get details.
Does that mean he left a half hour later good or did he leave the next morning good?
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Did he leave the next week good?
Oh, wow. That would have been more than good. That would have been, whoa, Caitlin.
He's a squatter.
How good was it?
I guess, like, the next morning, good.
Yeah, I gave you an air high five. Okay. Sounds like a fun night.
Yeah, we just wanted to get a little clarification.
Wow, 10 hours of sleep.
But after that, Chase is not calling back at all. Is that right?
Right.
Okay, and how many days has it been?
Five.
Well, it's interesting because you guys went to a really nice restaurant, and at first I was like, oh, he's wanting to impress her. But then when everybody knew him, I'm like, oh, he's just a rich guy and this is his place.
Yeah, he's a regular.
Totally. Yeah. Like, that changes the narrative. I mean, did you get a vibe that there was going to be more?
I mean, everything seemed to, like, click, so I don't know why there wouldn't be more.
Okay. Yeah, totally.
If it was awkward, it'd be like, duh. But...
Okay. Well, let's call Chase and get some answers for you. I'm going to dial his number right now. You ready?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Chase?
Yeah, who's this?
My name's Jeff from a morning radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Okay.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man.
You all right.
Yeah, we're buddies now, Chase.
Yeah,
we're good.
We're best
you know?
Bros at this point.
What's up, bro?
How many people are on the phone right now?
Four. There's four of us.
Yeah.
There's four people on this call.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, yeah. That's the low amount
talking.
For this one.
Yeah.
Okay, but no.
All right.
It's a morning radio show. We're called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and we do a segment called The Second Date Update. That's where if you go out with someone, and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email us to call them for you to help figure out the reason why.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
See, it's a good thing.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It is. Actually.
It can be.
Yeah.
It can be good, too.
It can be sweet.
Yeah.
It can be a lot of things, depending on what your answer is. And we're calling on behalf of one of our listeners named Caitlin.
Ah. Oh, that's even funnier.
Hey, we're a funny show.
I think we have different senses of humor.
Yeah, I don't know about that reaction. Why is that funny?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just funny.
Okay.
Well, Caitlin, I don't think finds it that funny because it's been apparently 5 days since you guys went out and you're not calling her anymore. Is that funny?
Well, I mean, that was kind of like a one-time deal.
What? Did you make that clear? Because for her, she felt like you guys really connected. She told us that like you're the one that hit her up on the dating app. And we're like, yo, a year ago, you brushed me off or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't that invested in it. And I mean, it was fine, but yeah, that's not going to happen.
Sometimes you're just not into people. That's okay.
But why did you go hunt her down after a year?
Why'd you stay the night at her house?
I mean,
why would I spend a night at her house?
Okay,
yeah,
never
exactly.
mind.
No. Why would you spend so much energy finding this person that had blown you off a year ago and then asking him out again if you weren't invested at all?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know, like, we matched up after a year again. It's not like I hunted her down.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We just rematched. That's all.
That was the universe. That's not your fault.
Okay.
But
she told us all about your night, and she made it seem like it was a pretty great experience. She told us you took her out to this really nice restaurant where apparently the waiters love you, and they were bringing up photo shoots in Barbados and Sports Illustrated, and she was really...
Oh my God, she told you about that?
Is he laughing again? Is this funny again?
Yeah, why is this funny now?
This is hilarious.
Why?
Well, the dating scene out there right now is just utter shit. Can I, am I allowed to curse?
Yeah, you already did. Yeah, so we can bleep that out.
Should have asked before you did it. But that's okay. Okay.
And so you can't just like close your eyes and hope for the best. You got to have a game plan. And you also need like one of your buddies to help you out with this. So I said investments because I knew that that would probably make her be like, ooh, investments.
You're talking about, are you saying your job in investments?
Yeah, because it was just vague enough, but it still intrigues.
Wait, so wait, is it a lie? Is that what you're saying?
I got an E-Trade account, but it's not investment.
Okay.
It's like, I own like 10 Dogecoin.
But the thing is here is that I asked my buddy who's a waiter at this restaurant to like help me out, build me up a little bit in front of her, in her eyes. He gives me an employee discount. I leave him a really nice tip. She's none the wiser, you know, and it builds credibility for me in her eye.
This is just like a game you're playing with all your dates so you can get laid?
Brilliant.
I would totally fall for this.
Mm-hmm. So this isn't just something that you did with Caitlin once. You do this all the time.
Well, that's what dating is. It's games.
It's not outright lying about who you are and pretending to be a famous person. Like, you don't think you could get laid on your own? Like, you have to, like, make up some extravagant story about it and get other people involved?
Wait a minute. I did not make up an extravagant story. I made it look like something, but as far as she's like, she took it the way that she took it.
Well, she took it as like you're a big shot that goes to Barbados and does photo shoots for Sports Illustrated.
She took it exactly as you wanted her to take it. Yeah. Like, that is exactly what you planned out, dude. What do you really do?
I'm not going to tell you. I don't know who you are.
Maybe if you're willing to sleep with him, then he'll say something.
Okay, all right.
So your whole plan was to just say whatever you want to say, spend the night with Caitlin, and then never talk to her again?
I mean, that's layman's terms, but yes.
I like it's how you say, revenge. Like, you're not interested. You're not interested in her, and that's why you can't talk to her again. Like, you can't talk to her again because your whole life is a lie. Like, what are you going to say? You'll never, what if you meet somebody you actually like? You'll never be actually able to date them.
Look, you sound really bitter right now, and I'm assuming that this has happened to you in the past.
So. I think you struck a chord.
You do sound.
You wouldn't be wrong, man.
She's always the rich one, so she's jealous.
I just hate liars. Like, man, you're going to ruin your own life by doing this, and you don't even see it.
I never lied. The waiter was saying those things, and I just politely smiled.
Oh, my God. Okay. I give up. Caitlin is going to be glad to hear. I mean,
well. At this point, Chase, I need to tell you something that's probably going to break your plan of never talking to Caitlin again.
Yeah.
Because she's actually on the other line listening, and she wants to talk to you.
Who's sneakier now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. What the hell?
That's even your name.
Like, you people are ruining my life.
This is messed up.
It might be messed up, but that's the way that dating is right now. So, I mean...
Well, yeah, if you're going to be that sour about it and, like, have to just come up with lies, not ever giving anyone a shot. Who knows? Maybe you were actually a nice guy, but I kind of doubt it after hearing all this information.
You only kind of doubt it. That's amazing, Caitlin.
He's not wrong about the bleak dating scene. You got to take what you can.
But, Kate, like, honestly, if you asked me if that's true, then I would have told you the truth.
Oh, really? Ask him now, Caitlin.
You do this over and over for one night stand. I mean, that's just disgusting.
Yeah, and pathetic. It's just so pathetic.
I know that I did what was best for me. I have to put the playing field in the way that would best suit me. Who wouldn't do that?
Oh,
you know what I mean? Who
but
wouldn't
you're not
try
even
to make
playing.
It? To the best
you could have spent your two Benjamins on just getting what you wanted. I mean, that's just.
Well, joke's on you, Kate, because my buddy actually gave me back some of the tip that I gave him.
Oh, so I didn't think of that.
It turns out he's not so rich, Alexa.
Give him $1,000 and he gets like 900 back.
Shocking.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. In that
That's
case.
Smart.
Yeah, you showed her, didn't you, Chase?
If you're not that well off, then we need to help pay for your second date.
Yeah, Brooke feels really bad.
We're offering to do. Yeah, Brooke is actually going to fund it fully on her own.
I'm always standing up for the under.
Yeah, Chase, what do you say? You want to give it another shot?
Yeah, I don't have to take any of this.
Oh, wow.
I'm sick of being ridiculed by you losers.
Oh. Did he hang up?
Yeah, that was the best part of the whole call for me. Oh. Just the hang up.
Which one of us was he calling a loser?
Definitely me.
Yeah, it was, definitely, I think it was Brooke. Definitely. Way to ruin that for us,
yeah.
Brooke.
Yeah.
We thought we were cool with a rich guy.
Yeah. Caitlin, I'm sorry that it played out that way.
I just want to throw up.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, some dudes just, you know, they get what they want.
Yeah, they're not all like that out there, Caitlin. Mm. Maybe ask for a real profession next time when you ask them what they do for work.
No,
By the way, I
think you need to go back to that restaurant every day this week and just blow up his spot.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Oh my God, I'm doing that. I am totally doing that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Great suggestion.
He's going to have to find a new friend.
Yeah, take a video and send it to us, please.
Finally, a successful second date update.
There we go.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.